entertainment news nuggets on Sheboygan's Point. America's Got Talent, spoiler alert. This year's winner of America's Got Talent was revealed last night. Judges Simon Cowell, Howie Mandel, Sofia Vergara, and Heidi Klum all watched the final performances. It was decided a Lebanese female dance troupe was the big winner. The Mayas will be taking home a grand prize of $1 million and will headline the America's Got Talent Las Vegas live show at the Luxor Hotel and Casino. Prince Harry will be revising his upcoming memoir out of respect for Queen Elizabeth. The highly anticipated book was originally set for release this November, but is being held back at least until early 2023 following the Queen's passing. Sources say Harry is deciding which truth bombs he wants to drop in his book, including potentially removing anything negative he wrote about his father King Charles or his brother William. Singer R. Kelly has been found guilty on 6 counts of sexual exploitation and enticement of a minor. The decision came on the second day of deliberations in Chicago and 1 year after he was convicted on charges of federal racketeering and trafficking. R. Kelly is currently serving a 30-year prison sentence for the case. Vanilla Ice is hoping people will stop, collaborate, and listen as he asks for donations to help some Palm Beach County kids travel to London. Robert Van Winkle stopped by a local school where the Sounds of Success community marching band was practicing yesterday. They're raising money for a music trip. The rapper donated $1,000 himself. R&B singer Jesse Powell is dead at the age of 51. The singer-songwriter best known for his 90s hit song You passed away peacefully at his LA area home. Powell's family hasn't revealed any details about his passing. And the addition of Lea Michele to the lead in Broadway's Funny Girl is helping set a new show record. During her first week on stage, the show grossed over $1.6 million. Michele, a New Jersey native, is out this week due to COVID, but her return next week should provide more ticket sales power. Entertainment news nuggets on Sheboygan's Point.